flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Tommy Curran does not want to go all in free agency at wide receiver. It's interesting. He mentioned Amari Cooper.
I don't want Amari Cooper.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I used to want DeAndre Hopkins.
Look,
I get Curran's point about free agency overall not being great because teams usually re-sign their great players, or if they know they're not going to, they get out in front of it a year before and trade them.
Yeah.
Same thing happened last year where you're like, legit Calvin Ridley was the best wide receiver available.
Right.
And nobody thinks Calvin Ridley is amazing. I could talk him into maybe the top 25, like somewhere in there. I wanted him. Don't get me wrong. I'd take him.
Me too.
But he wasn't great.
Robert's money. Wanted him.
But he's not great. And no. So if you're looking for like a real number one, trade is really where it's at.
Okay. I would take Amari Cooper if he's the number two with T. Higgins, right?
He stinks in Buffalo. He was good.
How much of that do you think in,
I don't know.
In Amari scored. Cooper's defense? How much of it do you think is receivers learning new offenses middle of the year? Like, I'd cut him a little slack on that, to be honest.
He scored a touchdown the first game he played with Josh Allen.
But it was like a huck it up, like go get it. Like,
huck it up and go get it then.
But my point is that's not the offense, is my point.
No.
Kind of like a backyard huck it up kind of play.
And Keon Coleman told him what to do.
Yeah.
I remember he didn't know where to line up.
Yeah. So like I would.
Yeah, but is that offenses are hard or okay. Maybe Amari Cooper can't figure it out?
I only say that to say this. I would be okay if you brought in Amari Cooper as your number two or brought him in a group of receivers. But
yeah,
when Curran's
gotcha.
That's your free agent.
Mm-mm. Nah.
Not for me.
No. Nope.
So that was Curran yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you have plans for the Patriots in free agency, you can jump in on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. Keefe's guy, Brad Marchand, running around choking people out. Although the Bruins won last night without Jeremy Swayman, who's hurt. Nick, not to put you on the spot.
Can I just
hear Joe Sacco real quick on Jeremy Swayman and what he's dealing with? And I'm being told it's a minor thing, but what exactly is going on?
Sway's dealing with just a little bit of an upper body issue, minor. He came out after the second period last night. So with the quick turnaround here, obviously last night and tonight, we're going to hold him out here tonight and we'll just monitor day by day.
Something that popped up during the game last night, or is it something that you've been dealing with prior?
No, it's not something he's been dealing with. It just came last night.
Okay.
Just came last night.
Follow-up question.
Like the Tooth Fairy.
Hey, credit to the Bruins media for a follow-up question. Listening to what the coach said and then following up.
It was probably Ottawa media. They're going to give him credit for it.
Good job.
So, a little upper body, a little minor upper body thing going on.
Is it minor?
He said minor. Those are his words.
Yeah, I know what Sacco said.
We'll see how long he's out for.
You're the Bruins insider.
I know.
Any, no scoops?
I know.
Nothing popping up on the phone?
I got to dig in.
Yeah, if you could.
I got to dig in on this.
So
I might be getting shut out.
I'm not sold. Hockey John's not sold that it's minor.
Yeah, no.
We'll see. So factor that in. Bruins get a big win last night. Celtics get shellacked.
The opposite of a good win.
Kristaps Porzingis, I think, is still in hiding after that LeBron dunk.
That's impossible to defend.
Is it? I like Austin Reeves. I think Austin Reeves is a good player.
Austin Reeves is nice.
Dalton,
he looked great.
Dalton Connect was like doing the Jordan shrug last night.
I kind of like Dalton Connect.
Okay, I like both those guys.
Yeah.
Is it more embarrassing when Austin Reed is lighting you up with a headband? I think it's a little more embarrassing.
I think it's good to bring the headband back. Growing up, Cliff Robinson was the only guy that wore a headband, and he looked great. And then my guy Jason Capono, who I was a huge fan of, rocked a headband. I started doing it a little bit in high school, a few games here and there.
No, me too. This is the problem with it. It's like
you, me, and Jason Capono.
Yeah, I went.
Well,
I think I went full Capono look. By the way, I went high socks,
Nice.
Headband. Yeah.
That means you're a shooter.
Knee socks, except I wasn't.
In the great state of New Hampshire, if you wore high socks, that means you were lights out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a Keith Friel type.
In Vermont, I'm not sure what it meant, but I wasn't making a lot of jumpers.
It just meant your legs were cold.
Yeah, no, it meant I was compensating for something because I had a headband and high socks.
Yeah, like, look how distracting this guy is. But look at his pieces of flair.
Yeah, it's like an animal in the wild when you have like really bright colors. It's like, stay away from that.
Easy. That wasn't ideal. To watch that happen.
I think Austin Reed in the headband was more insulting last night. Or Reeves, rather. But Reeves is a good player.
Nice.
Reeves is a good player. He is. And I don't think the Lakers are terrible. You hate LeBron over there.
I do.
So I'm not necessarily insulted they lost. It's Tatum coming out and talking about their lack of effort. They were in L.A. for two nights. I wonder if that's a factor.
Yeah.
Tatum took 12 shots, season low. I know he didn't play late in the game. But 12 shots, season low. He never seemed invested.
Bronny got in there.
Jaylen Brown, he did. Jaylen Brown, moody, complaining about his role, bitching about it.
Yeah.
So this is the most talented team in the NBA. That hasn't changed. If it were just about talent, they'd be playing better. It's not just about talent. So what's wrong with them?
Yeah.
Why are they struggling? How concerned are you? Do you think we're overstating it? How do you fix it?
You looking at crazy eyes, Joe Mazzulla
a
little bit?
Can I tell you, there's somebody on the text line. I see somebody on the phones as well. That it's a coaching problem. I don't feel that way. Do you?
Well, I don't fully feel that way because it'd be a little hypocritical because it's. I don't know how important the NBA coach is overall. So when things aren't going their way, I'm not going to get completely harp on it. But I'm also not going to ignore it. Like I think, you know, these guys can be the reason sometimes to push you slightly over the top or maybe prevent you from getting over the top, right? Like it's all about the players, but we know that they have the players. So is this the right guy? And we asked this question even a week ago. Is he the right guy to sort of steer them out of this? Like, are they going to listen to him? Is he going to, you know, figure something out to sort of get guys going, like guys that are slumping, like Derek White or Peyton Pritchard or Holiday? Is he going to get something out of them? Or can he get Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum to knock off whatever their issues are and just play? I don't know. I don't know if Mazzulla can do that.
No, I don't either, but I don't think it's a Mazzulla problem. I didn't like some of his commentary earlier in the week. Like, oh, what'd you expect? We're just going to show up and win 65 games? Yeah. Yep. Uh-huh. That's
sure,
what I expected.
Of course.
I definitely expected that. I did not expect you to have more losses at home already. And what did you say, Keith? Their 17th game?
So last year.
17th
so right now,
loss?
Yeah, they're 31-14.
14th loss.
Last
sorry.
Year, they were 48-14 at one point.
In some ways, they're 17 games behind that pace, if you will.
Yep.
So. Yeah, I didn't expect that.
They gotta get going here.
I don't think anybody expected that. No. In fact, when we took calls all summer, it was they're going to repeat. They have everybody back.
70 wins.
Banner 19. Yeah. Best team ever. Yeah. Who said best team ever?
No, Stan Van Gundy, I believe, said it's the best roster ever assembled.
It's not even, they're not even playing like the best roster in the league right now. Never mind in the history of the sport.
I mean, it's not the best roster ever assembled, but.
Maybe you think we're overreacting. Maybe you think we're being harsh. As Terp said, Terp had great numbers, and Terp is much easier on the Celtics than we are. They're 12-10 since over the last few months.
The Memphis game, right? Is that where we go
That's
back
his
to
line
the
of demarcation.
Marcus Smart game?
They're 10-10 over their last 20. I think they're something like 7-5 in January, 5-5 over the last 10. They've been 500 for way too long.
Yeah.
Don't tell me there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start it off with our buddy Coach up in New Hampshire. What's up, Coach?
All right, what do you got, Coach?
Hey, guys. I wonder how many people are like me as a sports fan. I absolutely love the NFL and college football because it's a small subset of games and the players.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Give everything they have because so much is on the line each and every week. I actually think the NBA is boring regular season. If you cut it from 82 games, I never will do this, to 40 games. Now you're going to see tremendous effort. And I just think they're bored. I think right now when you watch the Celtics, the way they're playing now versus when they play playoff basketball, it's not only night and day, but each player may be playing at about 60%.
Coach, let's see. And is boredom acceptable? Is that acceptable? They're not the first team that won a title and then had to play 82 games the next year. Does every team look like this after they win a championship?
And they played 82 games in the NBA for how long now? Like, forever. And also, I'm willing to look the other way on the occasional loss or even playing down to the level of competition every once in a while. I think that part has become expected. Like, look at any team in the history of it and then go find their losses. Even like the Curry, Thompson, Durant teams. Go look at some of their losses. I'm sure they were like head scratching, like, you lost to them when? But when it's losing to LeBron and Anthony Davis in a night where you would think they'd be up for that one, or losing to like a horrible team, losing to Oklahoma City, who some people thought might be like a finals preview. Like, you lost that game. Cleveland's played out of their mind. You split with them. So they've had all kinds of different head-scratching losses this year, not just a couple of one-offs.
So again, Eddie House made a point to say they were staying another night in L.A. and maybe their heads weren't in the right place last night,
right?
Which if it were a one-off, I would be more accepting of. Forsberg said, and I thought this was true because I was watching a lot of their postgame last night, Forsberg said that he's surprised Tatum was so disinterested, uninvolved, and again, season low in field goal attempts, because he was named to the All-Star team again, All-Star starter again.
Congratulations.
Which, how does that even work? I thought they had a whole different format, but neither here nor there. He's named an All-Star starter again for the Eastern Conference.
They let the fans vote still.
Even though there's four teams and there's rookies and sophomores playing, I don't really get it, but whatever. He's named a starter again, and it's LeBron on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nationally televised game. It's a late game, but it's a nationally televised game. And you still can't be bothered to get up for that? Mm. That is kind of like...
Probably celebrities in the crowd, I would imagine.
That is kind of like a playoff atmosphere, FYI, to coach and everybody else. Oh, they're just bored. That was the kind of game they should get up for.
Uh-huh.
And it was their worst loss of the year by margin. 21 points.
Yikes.
Again, we get this a lot. 617-779-7937, also your text line. A lot of criticism about my headband and high socks.
Nothing wrong with that. That was a look at that time.
It was.
At that time.
It was.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a look, not the look.
You know what I also liked? Remember when, this was also a throwback, me and my buddy in high school. Remember when Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles both wore headbands?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that.
You do that?
Yeah, we do that.
I thought you had to do that after dunks.
Well, it was like a good layup. Like a high, like slap the glass layup, maybe.
That was a great celebration. Why'd they do that?
I have no idea, but we started doing it too. And people were just knocking off.
Yeah, I do it in like my driveway. I didn't do that. Yeah. You did that in games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's really a good video of us doing that. Like, if he would like assist on like one of my buckets, we would we would do the Q Rich D Miles thing.
I liked
It made its way all the way to New Hampshire.
I like the LJ. I like this one.
Oh, that's good.
That was a great celebration.
He's nice.
LJ, well, late career. I liked late career. I liked early career LJ, Grandmama.
Well, Grandmama was incredible with the Hornets. You like Knicks.
I like fat Knicks LJ just launching threes without a conscience.
But he was similar to Garnett where like you put him on like the elbow,
lights out.
Money from the elbow.
The other text was, we don't know if the Celtics are a problem or not until we get to the playoffs and the games matter. This is similar to coach's commentary.
All right, we'll put a pin in it till June.
Do you people want Celtics talk or no? Do you want us to talk
about them until the playoffs?
Do you want us to talk about the Celtics or not? You guys only talk about football. You only talk about this. You only talk about that. Well, now we're talking about the Celtics and we can't talk about them until the playoffs. What do you want? Make up your mind.
Speaking of football real quick, we are aware the Las Vegas Raiders. Head coach.
Sorry, Nick popped in and told us that in the break. I forgot about that.
Pete Carroll.
Huh.
Pete Carroll. Kind of amazing. And that's
Brady and Pete.
Brady and Pete, who Pete obviously was gone when Brady got here. So they have a Patriots connection, but not together. He beat him in a Super Bowl very famously. Out of football last year, although I think he had some sort of like title role or whatever with Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Not to make it all about Bill all the time, but it is kind of funny. Last year, three veteran coaches, the two oldest coaches, Pete Carroll, Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, all out of football for a whole year, or all out of head coaching, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them get back in the NFL, want us to go to college.
That's a good point.
Pete Carroll's the guy who has got great college resume.
Does it tell you anything about Bill?
Well, I think
and a lot of fans may say, well, Bill doesn't want to. Bill hates the NFL. Bill went to college because
I think
he doesn't like the NFL model.
I think it just goes back to Bill still wanted the full team control. Pete's not going to get full team control. They already hired a GM that Brady knows from Tampa. I am surprised
it's some of that.
I'm surprised they went with Pete.
Me too.
You know, of all the different guys, I guess I like it more than the Brian Schottenheimer hire in Dallas.
Well, definitely.
Okay, yeah. I like it more than that.
Yeah, yeah.
But Pete Carroll's older than Bill. Like, he doesn't act it, doesn't look it, but he's older than Bill.
No.
And one of the things I think hurting Bill's chances were also his age.
Bill is out of it in part because of his age, in part because he wants full control. He probably wants a lot of money. I don't think Carroll's going to be cheap, by the way.
He's 73.
He's also an a-hole.
Who, Pete?
No, Bill.
Oh, yeah,
And so part of it is that, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, oh, Pete's a younger guy, acts younger, rather, and he's just an easier person to deal with. Like, don't think Bill's personality isn't a factor here, especially with Brady. I know he called Bill and asked him about the job.
I'll tell you, it's
but
interesting.
But Brady ended up picking 73-year-old Pete yeah. Carroll over Bill Belichick. But nothing to see here. The NFL totally wants Bill.
Then he gets Russell Wilson? Defensive coach.
No.
Another defense coach. We'll see who they get to run their offense. But, yeah, that was interesting. I did not see that coming, although you would have imagined that he wanted Mike Vrabel, didn't get him. Maybe he kind of half-considered Bill.
I think he wanted Ben Johnson.
Or Ben Johnson, for sure he wanted Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I think this is at best his third choice, Brady.
Yeah, yeah,
at best. 617-779-7937.
Jones has got Deion staying in Colorado then.
Yeah, Deion.
True. That's
or does he take another college job? Probably too late. Could he jump somewhere else?
Could he shove?
What's Florida State doing?
I was just going to say, could he shove Norvell out of Florida State?
I would think so.
I would think so, too. Yeah, it's a loss for my guy, Deion. I mean, that's true. He's stuck in college. I thought he was going to the NFL.
With not his kids on the team next year.
Yeah, it's dangerous. I think he landed a big quarterback recruit, though.
This is his son?
No, it's not. No, it's not his child in this case.
Is Kevin Hart and the Rock still going to go to all the games and stay on the sidelines when they lose to Nebraska? I like Deion.
No,
but
I don't know why my guy Deion's catching all these strays all of a sudden. I don't know why that's the case.
Sorry.
What are you, Andy Hart over here? lashing out about his visor. So we'll get into Pete Carroll. That's Brady's hire in Vegas in some ways. What does it tell you that Pete Carroll's in the NFL and not Bill? Plus, a lot of you waiting patiently on the Celtics. I see some Bruins phone calls as well. We'll get to you. 617-779-7937. Hang out there. We'll get you our Bozo Parlay next as well.